Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Vavi. We'll begin in Daf Hei on the Beis, two lines from the wide lines of Shlokesh Amar. In our previous Gemara, the Gemara taught us from a Braisa that how do we know that an animal which is a treifa may not be brought as a carbon? Because the Torah says Menabakar. The Gemara asked, why do we need to have a pasuk to teach us the Salacha? The Gemara asked, we could learn this from a Kal V'Chomer, because we could have learned that just like we may not bring a Baal Mum as a carbon, so too, we may not bring a treifa as a carbon. And the Gemara says that that Kal V'Chomer could be refuted. And the Gemara has been attempting to teach us why that Kal V'Chomer could be refuted. Rish Lakish Amar, Dikla Meimar, we could learn, Nefatim Ketarah Shechiach, She'os Lehejit, so an individual may not copy the way the Ketarah is made, Umotel Lagvaya. So we see that just because something is osur lehejit doesn't mean it has to be osur legavoya. Ask the Gemara, you can't bring a rye from there because mefatim gavruhu. Mefatim doesn't speak about the k'tiris. Mefatim speaks about the person who's making the k'tiris. And we can't bring a rye from a gavra, for an individual who isn't doing something correct, to k'tiris, to treifa, which doesn't speak to a person that speaks to a type of animal. Says the Mara, a pitim k'tiris yechiyach. We're going to learn it from pitim k'tiris. Shos lehejit, person cannot make k'tiris. The halach is, because the pasuk says, v'k'tiris shetas m'k'tanto l'sas l'chem, one may not make for his own private use the k'tiris that we have in the base of Mikdash, mutar l'gvaya, but we're allowed to make it l'gvaya. So we see that there's a history that something that's osur lehejit is mutar l'gvaya. And we'll say the same thing by treifa. Says the more you can't bring rye for pitim k'tiris, because malab pitim k'tiris, she came at svasukach. That's what the Torah tells us to do, to make the k'tiris, to have it for the base of Mikdash. That can't serve as a raya to a treifa, where the Torah doesn't tell us that you have to make that you have to specifically bring a treifa as a carbon. Says the Gemara Mabere de Ravina Amar, Mishum Dekla Meimar, the halach is that you could bring a carbon on Shabbos. Mishum Dekla Meimar, Shabbos Shechiach. The fact that you could bring a carbon on Shabbos, which is also legit, we're not allowed to bring kabbonis we're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos for ourselves, but we may bring a carbon, which obviously involves Chil Shabbos. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, you can't bring rye from Shabbos. Ma'ala Shabbos, shekain huta mechlola. It's lehej b'mila. We have a precedent that we could be mechal Shabbos, that we could be mechal Shabbos when we have to make a bris whose 8th day falls out on Shabbos, which that means chel Shabbos is muta there, but we're not allowed to do chel Shabbos for. That's why Chil Shabbos cannot serve as a raya to treifa, which is not mutter. And this Gemara, I saw the Mefarshim point out, is a raya to a famous question. As we just said, and we know, the halacha is a bris whose 8th day falls out on Shabbos, we'll have to make the bris on Shabbos. But the question that comes up, is it hutra? Is it something that's 100% permissible? Or is it the chuya? Definition of the chuya means that it's reluctantly mutter, but it's not really something that should be done. The fact that the Gemara is saying that we're going to bring a raya from the bris on Shabbos, the Gemara apparently is of the opinion that it's not just the chuya, it's hutra. Ela mal Shabbos, shkei mitzvos b'kach, we can't bring a raya from the bris on Shabbos, because the mitzvah is b'yayim ha'shmini yimel b'sar alosoy, b'yayim ha'shmini, a filu b'Shabbos, but it can't bring a raya from that to any situation where it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, Shabbos is mutter to do a bris, but we don't know that a treifa is not the same. V'adabar havama shumdekle me meklai mechichu. The halach is that surum lehejit, that a regular individual may not wear a garment which is klayim, and mutarim l'gvaya, but a kohen. So the way many rishonim learn, davneitish a kohen gadol, the belt that the kohen gadol wore. It seems that almost all opinion, everybody agrees with shatnas. The Gemara is avoiding speaking about the davneitish a kohen hedyet, and the reason the Gemara is avoiding speaking about that is because there's a machlokes if davneitish a kohen hedyet was allowed to be made out of klayim. Says the Gemara, mala klayim, so just like it's going to be mutter there, it should be mutter, a tray for maybe it's also mutter. Says the Gemara, we can't bring a raya from there, because mala klayim, we see that klayim is not such a serious sister. She can't hutter m'klam on its edget. The loch is that somebody is a lot of weird tzitzis that are klayim, wool and linen. But we don't, but treifa, which we don't have any precedent that it's mutter anywhere in the Torah, we won't have a raya that we should bring a treifa for a carbon. And if that's the case, we're back to where we started. Why do we need a pasuk to tell us that you can't bring a carbon as a treifa? Says the Gemara, Ata tzitzit tzar chedjiru, was saying that just like a hedjit could wear tzitzit on a kalayim, so too, that would be a raya that you can maybe bring a carbon that's a treifa. Tzitzis is not a tzarech hedjet. People don't wear tzitzis because that's just the garment they want to wear. Tzitzis is a mitzvah. So you can't bring a raya from tzitzis to treifa. Says the Gemara, why can't we bring a raya from klayim? El mala klayim, she came mitzvos pekach. The halacha is that you have to wear the klayim. And therefore, you're allowed to wear it. You can't bring a raya, and the pashup shat in the Gemara is that the avnei of a kohen gadol must be klayim. And therefore, the Torah is lenient by klayim. We can't use that as a raya to a treifa that no one ever suggested that we're mechuyev to wear, to use a treifa for a carbon. Rav Shesh and Rav Yehuda Amar, he says, that why do we need a pasuk to tell us we can't bring a treifa on the Mizbeach? Shemdekla Meimer, because we can't learn this halacha because of something, it's osu to hedyet. We can't learn, well, maybe it's still going to be mutter for Gevoya, because la'ed the din of Eisim in Ma'atzad. Yes, all the examples that we've been learning in our shurim, that something that's osu to hedyet is mutter l'gevoya, Ma'ala Malika Shekein Tadusha Asara, and we're going to say you can't bring a raya from Malika, which is also to a hedyet, and it's mutter to a oif that's brought as a carbon. And we answered when we said that, well, you can't bring a raya from Malika, because when Malika Tadusha Asara Sarta, what made it Asar? The fact that it's, the Torah says that we should make it into a carbon, and it won't have a problem on the vela. So therefore, we can't use that as a riot to treifa, to which chelav idam yechichu, that it's not that they become kadosh, because that's the way the Torah told us to do the carbon. It just becomes carbon, just because the Torah says, put it on the mizbeach. What are you going to say? Mal chelav idam, shegayim b'koyim b'chlal heter. The chelav idam come from a kosher animal. Malika tachiyach, which the animal is not kosher if it was killed in Malika. We can't use Chayl Vadam. Chayl Vadam are not like Malika. Malika is not like Chayl Vadam. But what is the Tzadah Shavish Ben? What is the common denominator? Shasur Lahedjit. These are things that are also to Hedjit, Umatarm Lagvaya, but maybe put on the Mizbeach. Afani Avitrefa. And I'll say that Rav Bisho Asur Lehedjet, even though, of course, a hedjet, regular individual, may not eat a treifa, Timiteres L'Gavua, and maybe put on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Ma'alat Tzara Shav Ben, even if we're going to use the common denominator of things, Shemitzvos Bekach, that the Torah said we should do it that way. The Torah never suggested, and never was there a suggestion in the Gemara that we must bring a treifa, we must do malika, we must do we must bring the chel of Adam. Nobody ever said that we have to do a treifa. Elam Rashi, how would we learn the treifa through a kavachomer? Shem deklamem mikar de din apirka. The basic kavachomer is difficult to understand. Meir kamesale, why do you want to say a treifa is osur? Because you're going to learn it from Baal Mum. Baal Mum shekain osaba hamakriven kraven. A Baal Mum is very unique. That not only is an animal, which is a Baal Mum, not allowed to be brought as a carbon, the person, the Kohen, who does the Avodah, may not be a treifa. Whereas, it may not be a Baal Mum. Whereas, when we speak about a treifa, yes, there's a discussion if the animal may be a treifa, but there is no question that the Kohen may be a treifa. So we can't compare the halacha of a treifa to the halacha of a Baal Mum. And now we can understand why we need a pasuk to teach us that we can't bring a treifa as a carbon. Amalei Ravacha Basav, Lamalei Ravacha Savala Rashi, Yotzidofin Yechiach. So why don't we bring a raya from somebody, from an animal which was born by a cesarean? Shloyosba Makrivin Kakraven. The halacha is that only an animal that's a yoytze doifen may not be used for carbon. The kohen who is a yoytze doifen is mutter to bring the carbon. Yet it's certainly something that's mutter lagit. A regular individual may eat an animal that was born through a C-section. Vasala gvaya. So we can learn from the yoytze doifen to a treifa that was also to lehedjet, that it's certainly, that if it's also to lehedjet, it's certainly also legevaya. Says the Gemara, Mal yaitzadayfin shen kachba b'chayra. We can't bring a raya from yaitzadayfin, which doesn't have kedushas b'chayra. And Malab, so says the Gemara, Baal Mum yecheyach. So we can't, that's why it's possible. A treifa has kedushas b'chayra, and therefore, maybe it can be used as a carbon. To which we'll say, Baal Mum Yechiyach. What are we going to say? You can't learn a treifa from Baal Mum? Because Baal Baal Mum can also be makriv and kakraven. Baal Mum has a unique feature that both the kohen and the animal may not be a Baal Mum. To which it's a doifin Yechiyach that only applies to the animal, not to the kohen. For Chazadein, Loi Riza Kriza, they both aren't the same. But what is the Tzara Shova? Shemitaram lahedjit v'srum l'gvaya. A regular individual may eat such animal meat, but can't bring as a carbon. So certainly treifa, which is a sur lahedjit, te'asur l'gvaya. Says the Gemara, ma'alat tzara shavaben, shekein luta b'chlulun. There's never a time you could bring a Baal Mum as a carbon. There's never a time that you could bring a yaitza daifin as a carbon. Time of a treifa, shem huta b'chlala. There is a time that you could bring a carbon, which is a treifa. When is that? An oif. The halacha is that tamus v'zachrus, the halacha that an animal may not be Baal Mum, was said by animals, not by birds. And therefore, a treifa is not the same as a yoytze doifin and a Baal Mum. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'rava l'ravashi. You just said treifa shekulot d'meklala mayi. What is the case? Ilema malika doilus oif legvaya, that oilus oif that's killed. When malika says the rabbam nom nami, boifus ishturi ishturi. So that's not special, because baal mum can also be brought as a carbon. For as we just said, tamas vazachas vabehima, that the animal may not be baal mum, or that in many cases the animal has to be a male, is only said by behema. Ain't Thomas Zachris Boifus. Ella Malika de Chatasoif. The Malika of a Chatasoif, which a Kohen, which the Kohanim eat the Chatasoif, and they don't, and even though it was killed by Malika, and therefore we can learn that the Torah is lenient by the Mizbeach, because a regular individual can never eat a carbon that was killed through Malika. But a Kohen can, if it was put on the Mizbech as a Chatas Oif, and therefore will say the same by Treifa, that even though a regular individual could never eat a Treifa, it could be put maybe on the Mizbech. Says, well, we can't bring a Raya from the fact that a Kohen could eat an animal, bird that was killed by Malika, carbon bird, Chatas Oif that was killed by Malika, because there's a special rule, because Kahanim, Mishulchan Gevari Kozochu, the Kahanim don't just eat from their entitled to eat, they eat because the Torah gave them permission to eat that, or the Torah gave that them as a share, and that's not the same as something which is normally usur, and here it's mutter. It's a whole different category of food. It's a food that the Torah told them to eat. Ela parachachi, says the Gemara, what's the question? Ma'al tzara shabem, she came umen nikr. You know why, says the Gemara, you can't use Bamum or Yaitse Daifin as a carbon, because the mum is obvious. Time of a treifa, whereas when we speak about a treifa, shekel ein mum nikar, you don't know that it's a treifa. Shemachi, and that's why it's tukra, we need a pasuk to tell us that even though the treifa is not mum nikar, it's not obvious that it's a treifa, still it cannot be used as a carbon. So our Gemara introduced a new concept. That's the concept when something is mumanikr. That opens up a question. The question that many Paiskim discuss is that an esrig, that is a merkav, that you mixed in another citrus fruit with the esrig. The many Paiskim, most Paiskim, are of the opinion that it's not kosher to be an esrig. And there are many reasons for that. One reason that's given is because it's a chaser. Since you have an esrig that is partially, an esrig that is partially from a different fruit, since you have an esrig that's from a different fruit, you can't call it a full-fledged esrig. So I saw that the Paiskim ask, if that's the case, then why can we bring, if that's the case, why shouldn't we say, as our Gemara just suggested, that there's enough gemin in halacha between something which is mumen nikar versus something which is not mumen nikar, where it's obvious. So here, it's not mumen nikar when an animal is a treifa. And therefore, even though it's not a full-fledged esrig, maybe it could be kosher anyway. So I saw that the Paiskim extensively discussed this question. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, in a Sefer Beis Oitzer, says that there's a difference between when we speak about mum versus we speak about a chaser. When we speak about a mum versus a treif, as our Gemara attempted to do, there's a difference in halacha between something which is mumay nikar and something which is not mumay nikar. And therefore, that would be a consideration. However, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, when we speak about the issue of chaser, that when we're bringing a carbon, it may not be a chaser, there the halacha doesn't differentiate. And the Gemara, and even if it's not nikar, if it's chaser, it cannot be used for a carbon. Says the Gemara, or ask the Gemara, Trefet Malchan Nakfka, is the Pasuk Ben Abakar the source to teach us that we can't bring treif as a carbon? But ask the Gemara, Asim Nafka, from a Pasuk that we've been discussing over the last 2 days, and that is the Torah says in Yecheskel that the only thing that can be brought for a carbon is something Mimashki Yisrael, by something that can be consumed by Yisrael, Menamutal Yisrael, and a treifa is not Mutal Yisrael, answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, by Maisa Be'ema, we know that one of the types of kabanas that were brought is Maisa Be'ema. Every year, all the newborn animals were passed through a door, and every 10th animal was marked and brought as a carbon. And the Torah says, Kol HaShiyava Tachsa Sheva Nafka, Prat LaTreva Shena Everis. One of the treifas that the Torah speaks about, we're going to learn and Masechta Chulin is an animal that's missing its leg, so it can't do what we just spoke about, the requirement of walking through, says the Mar Tzrichi. We can't rely on the halacha of Mashki Yisrael. Why? Dima Mashki Yisrael, if we only had the pasuk of Mashki Yisrael, Hava Mina Lemuti Hechad Elohes Loishasa Kosher, it would mean an animal that was never usable as a carbon. Ready from when it was born, it was never usable. Dumya, what would be an example? Arla, something which is Arla, which is within the first 3 years, so it was never mutter, or Kalia Kerem, something that was from the beginning, not mutter. Avloi Sloshasa Kaisher, an animal that's a treifa, was not necessarily born as a treifa. So maybe that isn't included in the halacha of Mashki Yisrael, and therefore this kasher, it should be allowed to use as a carbon. That's why we have the pasuk kol hashiyava v'kasher rachmana. So ask the Gemara, so we should just have the pasuk kol hashiyava. What do we also need? Menabokar answers the Gemara v'kasher rachmana kol hashiyava have a munel heichad the nitfal l'psayfek disha. Maybe only if it was first a treifa and then you were magdishit. Domi the ma'isa, where the animal was not able to walk before it was going to be branded as ma'iser. But in the case of a deshul of soif netrafal, if you're magdishit and then it became treif, that the be'idna, the agdisha, at the time you were magdishit, havya chazya, then it was able to be used as a carbon, ema tis kasher, maybe it should be kosher, kas rachmanim and abakar, that's why we have a special pasuk min abakar, that even if it was able to be used as a carbon when you were magdishit, but now it's a treifa, tzrichi, we learn from here that it cannot be used as a treifa. There's a famous machloikis rishonim, sveika deraisa l'chumra. We know that when we have a suffix by deraisa, we have to be machmer. But the Rambam and the Rashba debate, is that a din deraisa, or is that a din derabbanan? Rashba's opinion is that it's a din deraisa. The Rambam's opinion is that it's only a din derabbanan. That question goes a step further. When we say sveika deraisa l'chumra, according to the Rambam, only midrabbanan, midraisa, we could be lenient. Is that only when it comes to doing an aveira? That means if we have a piece of meat, for example, and we don't know if it's kosher or non-kosher, so the Rambam holds midraisa, you're allowed to eat that piece of meat. Only midrabbanan, you're not allowed to eat that piece of meat. Or is that also said when it comes to mitzvahs? For example, we just spoke about an esrog. We have dalaminim, and we're not sure if it's kosher esrog or not. What will the Rambam hold? Chavastas has a very serious discussion about that. Do we say suffik deraisa l'kula mideraisa according to Rambam, and even when it comes to doing mitzvah? So he says that our Gemara, we've been learning two reasons how we know that a treifa cannot be brought as a carbon. Either we learn it from the pasuk min habakar, or we learn it from a balmum. Now, there would be a very big nafkamina. If we say suffik deraisa l'kula, so when we have a treifa, the halacha would be that since it's a suffik and we're learning it from a mum, so just like by a mum, the halacha would be when it's a suffik, the Rambam holds with the rice that we can be mekel, so too would be the halacha when we have a suffik. If this animal is a treifa, if we're learning it from mum, and the Rambam holds, as the Chavis Das wants to suggest, that with the rice, even when it comes to doing mitzvah, we could be lenient, we will be able to bring a suffik treifa. But if we're learning it, as the Gemara actually concludes, based on a pasuk, there's a new pasuk, a special pasuk, telling us that we may not bring a treifa. So then the halacha will be that is even in a situation, that would be the halacha, even in a situation where there's a suffik, that not only may we not bring a treifa, but we're not allowed to even bring a suffik treifa, and that would be a halacha that even the Rambam would have to agree to, because it's not your regular suffik, it's a new din. And the Torah says that anything that's connected to a treifa may not be brought as a carbon. says the Mishnah Mechus Chayt Vechachom Nachas, whether it's a Mechus Chayt or any other kind of Nacha Mincha, she comes in Zor, that the Zor did the Kmitza, or the Kayin who did it was Reinen, as we discussed extensively when we learned Mesechtim Zvachim, a person who certainly, when a close relative was Nifter, and he did not have yet a chance to bury him. If it's that day, is it Oyna may not do the Avoida? A Tfil Yom is a person whose Tomei went to the mikvah, like say he became Tomei by touching his sheretz, went to the mikvah, but he did not have hair of Shemes yet. Mechusa Begadim is a kohen who's not wearing the big dick kahuna. Mechusa Kippurim, in certain cases of Tuma, a Zav, he has to also bring certain kaparos, kabanas, to complete his tahara process, lo yachad tziyadav raglav, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, a kohen could only do the avoid if he had rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim. A kohen who's a oral, and as we have often stated, this is the subject of a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. If somebody is an oral, he didn't have a bris because he's an individual who meisu echav machmas mila. He didn't have the bris because he can't have a bris for medical reasons. Is he considered an oral or not? Rashi's opinion is that he's considered an oral, because at the end of the day, he did not have a bris mila. Tosfos' opinion is that oinus rechmana patri, he didn't have a bris because he's an oinus. So if that's the case, who is the oral? So Tosfos explains that somebody who didn't have a bris, but not because he doesn't believe in it, he didn't have a bris because he's scared of the bris. That is the individual who is considered an oral, according to Tosfos. Somebody, a kohen, who is tamei. So the Rashba asks a question. If the kohen is tamei, as soon as he touches the kmitza, he's going to make the kmitza tamei. So we're going to have a discussion. Can if anyone of this type that we just discussed, did the kmitza, can it be corrected? How could it be corrected? So the Rishonim answer that we know that there's a halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we're going to have to be speaking about a case where the person was Tameh with a case of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Another explanation I saw the Rishonim suggest is that when we're talking about a Tameh, we're not worried that he touched the food. Somehow he didn't touch the food, but he touched the keli, and the keli, something that can be made tar again. Or if he did the kmitza when he's yoshev, and also we learned that loch is no avoida, maybe done by a kohen while he's sitting, or he's oimel al gabe kelim, if he's standing on top of kelim, he's not standing directly on the ritzpah, or he's standing al gabe behema, and we would think, explain the Rishonim, that it's worse when you're standing on a keli than when you're standing on an animal, or maybe al gabe regel chaveroi. So there we say it's min b'minoi, it's two human beings. Maybe it's not a chatzitza. Teaches us the Mishnah that in all these cases, the kmitza is possible. Comments b'yat smile. If the kmitza was done with the left hand, the halach is that it's possible. B'mesera oimer, Yachsir ben Azai Bemisera teaches us that when it was done with the left hand, put it back in and then do it over again. Says the Gemara, Kamatz v'ol b'yodai, if somebody did kmitza, and as he did the kmitza, there was a tzror, a pebble, or a gagamelech, or some salt, a kurchel vina, as we learned, I'm going to learn. On top of the carbon, they put salt, and the salt was part of the kmitza, and the vina was part of the kmitza. And the sheet explains that isn't salt always put on the carbon? So he explains that the kmitza, the salt is always put on later. And here the salt found its way into the carbon, and that will disqualify the kmitza. And I saw that the Sfas explains that even though normally the salt can be put on before the kamitza. But what you have to be very careful about is to make sure that that salt doesn't become part of the kamitza. And here they put the salt on before, which the chassam says is acceptable. But when you did the kamitza, part of the kaimitz was salt. The halach is that kamitza is pasul. Neisha kamru, Chazal teaches, ha-kaimitz ha-yeser, if you have more than the kaimitz of the kayin, or a chasur, you don't have the entire amount of kamitza that you have to have pasul. Veza yeser, what is an example? You have more, shakam tzum of words. You have to take a fistful, and here you took more than a fistful. In that case, or vachaser shakam tzum brush yetz b'yisof, you only used the tip of your fingers. In both of these cases, the halach is that the kamitza. In both of these cases, the halach is that you have to do it over. Says the Gemara, why was it necessary? Asked the Gemara, lamin lemistachem mechazchayt vechaz kol menachas. Listening, the Mishnah should have said, kol menachas, all kind of manchas, that the kamitza was done by a zar v'aynin, is possible. And the Gemara of Shimon Itzrich, it had to be teachers according to what Rav Shimon taught us. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us on Rav Shimon, but then Ushtay Minchas Chayta, as we've learned, there's certain times when somebody does an Aveira, the halacha is that he should bring an animal as a Karban Chatas. If he can't afford an animal, he brings birds. If he can't afford that, he brings a Karban Mincha. And the halacha is that if he's bringing a Karban Mincha, the Karban Mincha that he brings should be required to have Shem and Levina, as all Karban Minchas. Why? Shlei Chayta Nisker. We don't want to have a situation where he's not going to have Shem and Levina, and it's going to cost him less to bring the Karban Mincha. Umnei Shena Tuna. Why does the Torah say there is no Shem and Levina? Shlei Karbana Mahudar. We don't want him to bring a nice carbon that has in it Shem and Levina. V'dinu, Shtei Chatas Chelef Tuna Nesachim. We've spoken many times that when you bring a Karban Oila, when you bring a Karban Shlamim, you have to bring along with it Milchus Nesachim. And the halacha should be the same by Chatas. And we should not require it. Shlo Yechayta Nisker. We don't want a Chayta, the person who's bringing a Karban Chatas, to profit from his Aveira. Not my Tuna. Again, why does the Torah say that that is not that locham? Shlai chayta nasek. Sakadat chamina. So we learned, hoyavam Rav Shimon, shlai kabana mahudar, that this carbon mincha, that michas chayta, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us, should not be a beautiful carbon. So kamps le psulim, so maybe the need to have a kayin is also not there. And the halacha should be, that ki kamps le psulim, nami tiskasher. That if the kamitza was done by a disqualified kosher kohen, it should be kosher, kamash malan, that even though we don't want it to be a beautiful carbon, it doesn't allow that a kohen who's possible to do the avoda. Ask the Gemara, if this is a reasonable line of reasoning, yahachi, nami listeni, when we learned the Masechta Zvachim, echet chatas chelev, echet kol zvachim, shekibu dam zar v'aynim, We should have learned here that we should have separated the Chatas Chelev from all the other Kabbanas. V'leima, that Rav Shimon Itzrich, given what Rav Shimon just taught us, we should learn that even a Chatas Chelev, a disqualified coin, is possible. Alma, the Tanalei, but what was the Mishnah say there? Kol HaZvachim. And it doesn't say Chutz Mechatas Chelev. So what does it mean? Kula Mashma. It means all Kabbanas have this rule that the carbon cannot be brought by a kohen who's disqualified. So why would we not say here too, Kiven the Tana Kala, if the Mishnah would have said that this halachas that we're learning apply to all carbon minchas, v'loik tani chutz, and the Mishnah would not have indicated an exception, we know it means kula mashma. And why was it necessary for the Torah, for the Mishnah, to single out a minchas chayta? Answers the Gemara, Sakadat Chamina, Hoyel Vekimna Lareisha. as we began our Masechta, we identified that our Mishnah does not a valid opinion of Rav Shimon, and we learned Rav Shimon holds that sometimes a milcha that's brought shalai l'shma is kosher. So maybe we would assume that our Mishnah also doesn't follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. And according to Rav Shimon, a milchis chayta not brought by kohen, since it's not carbon mahudr, would be kosher. Kamash Malon, that when it comes to this halacha about a carbon mincha, which is not mahudr, when it comes to milchis chayta, here Rav Shimon will agree that the halacha is it could only be brought by a kosher kohen. And if it's not a kosher kohen, it doesn't make a difference what type of a carbon mincha, the carbon is possible. Says the Gemara, we Amarav, Zor Shukamitz, if a Zor did the Kamitza, Yachzer, put back the Kamitza into the carbon mincha, and then have the kohen repeat the Kamitza, kosher kohen, repeat the Kamitza properly. But ask the Gemara, Vanan Posel Tanan, our Mishnah said that a Kamitza done by Zor is Posel, and it can't be rectified. Says the Gemara, my posel, what is the definition of posel? Achi yachzer, until you put it back in and do it right. Ask the Gemara, that's what Ben Maseir said, that you could correct it. Tanakama obviously holds it's not correctable. Answers the Gemara, if you have the kaimitz that was taken out improperly, suggest the Gemara, there is no machloikis, and it could be corrected. Keep pligi, where do we have a machloikis? The chaser koimitz. We don't have the whole koimitz. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan opinion is, you can't correct it by taking a new koimitz and putting it back in. Because the Torah says, v'neseres min amincha, you have to have all the ingredients of the carbon mincha that were designated from the beginning. Not that you could bring new ingredients later. And that's why, if the original kaimitz that was taken out, albeit improperly, cannot be corrected. Whereas the opinion of Ben Beseira is, you could correct it by bringing in new kaimitz from your home. Yachi, if that's the case, where the original kaimitz is not here, why did our Mishnah ask the Gemara say, "Ben Maseira Omer Yachzer v'Yachzer v'Yikmetz b'Min"? Do it over. If Ben Maseira Omer Yachzer v'Yavim Metach Beis v'Yom Leno, if Ben Maseira holds that you could bring kaimitz from your home, then the Mishnah should have made that point. The Mishnah should have said that according to Ben Maseira, bring a kaimitz from home, v'yachzer v'yikmetz b'min, and then do it right. By late, says the Gemara, Kiyam Rav, says the Gemara. The Gemara retracts and says, when the Rav say it could be done over, he was saying it according to Ben Beseira. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, Ben Beseira. Rav said that if it's ordered that the kamitza, it could be corrected by the kohen. So if it's Rav was saying his opinion according to the Rabbanan, so Rav is teaching us something important. But if he's saying his opinion according to Ben Beseira, of course that Ben Beseira holds that way. Pshita, answers the Gemara, Ma'adu Teima, Adkan Lai Machshir Beseira, maybe when was Ben Beseira lenient, El Besma, when the Kamitza was done with the left hand, there he holds it can be corrected. Ava B'Shab Sulm Lai, other disqualifications, Ben Beseira does not hold that way. That's why Kamash Malon. That's why Rav had to teach us that not only is it that halacha could be corrected with the left hand, but it could be when it was done with the left hand, it could be corrected with other situations that were done improperly as well. Says the Ramash Nabasmo. Why would think that left hand is specifically the issue that can be corrected and nothing else? Answers the Gemara, because the Ashkelon Chesher B'Yom Kippurim, when it comes on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that it could be done with someone of the Avodah on Yom Kippur is done with the left hand. Because we know on Yom Kippur, they took a pan with coals and a spoon with tyrus as the Kohen Gadol walked into the Beis HaMikdash, and the pan was held in the right hand and the tyrus was in the left hand. Even though it would make sense, as the Gemara Masechta Yuma teaches us, that the tyrus should be in the right hand and the pan should be in the left hand, but since the tyrus was hot, since the coals with the pan were hot and heavier, that's why they used it for the left hand. They put the tyrus in the left hand. But it's interesting, if that's the case, the halach ought to be that if you took the tyrus in the right hand, it should be fine, because that's really the way we're explaining that's better. But the Yerushalmi says that if the Kohen Gadol carried the tyrus in his right hand, it's possible. So we see from here, says the Sefer Dvar Avram, it's not just a practical consideration. The halacha is that the Torah says that that's the halacha. So I saw that the custom Mishnah asks, but a tyrus, as we just said, there's a good special reason why you could use the left hand. How could it be that we should learn from there that the left hand could be used for avoda? So I saw Reb Chaim ask that question, and he says that not only in Yom Kippur did they do the there was the left hand used for the tyrus. Reb Chaim Brisker explains that all year round, to a certain degree, they use the left hand by the tyrus. So it's a raya. That's not just a practical consideration. It's a halachic consideration that we see that the left hand can be used for avoda. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're saying, that since we find that it could be used, that the left hand can be used, that's why we think that a kohen that's done by the left hand can be corrected. But ask the Gemara, Zohar, Nami Ashkechon Lechshera. There are times that avoda can be done by Azar, as we've learned so many times. The halacha is you could do the shechita of a carbon by a zar. And it's the Gemara, shechita lav avodahi. The shechita is not considered an avodah. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Loi. Amrav zei rama rav, shechita para bizar psula. If the para aduma was slaughtered by Yisrael, it's possible. Amrav rav Allah. And rav explained why. Because Allah's of chukik sikbei. The Torah says that Allah's are kohen. Shadura Voida, and the Torah says, Voislam Chukas Oilam, it must be done by a Kohen. But if it's not an Avoida, why does it have to be done by a Kohen? Answers the Gemara, Shani Para, we can't bring a rife in the Para Duma, the Kachabed the Kabayasi. It's not a regular Avoida, it's not a regular Kedushas Aguf, it only has Kedushas Bed the Kabayas. So ask the Gemara, just the opposite. Vlav called the Kainu. If kachim had the kabayis, paraduma, bai kuna, kachim is beya, kedushas aguf, loy bai kuna, answers the Gemara, that is not necessarily such a compelling question. Amar of Shesh Breder Edi, mida da hava, amaris the goyim. Just like we see when it comes to looking at a nega, the lav avoidin the nu, that the halacha is that a kohen examines the nega, the Bai Kuhuna, even though it's not an Avoida. So what is the Gemara now saying? That it could well be that it's not an Avoida. By Paraduma, it's a special rule, just like there's a special rule by Maris Nagoyim, that it has to be done by a Kohen. And based on this, I saw that Tosfos Yeshanim says that just like the Shechita of the Paraduma had to be done, says the Kesef Mishnah, when the Kohen was wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna, so too will be the halacha when the Kohen does the Maris Nagoyim. When he examines the Nega, he has to be wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna. But ask the Gemara, the Nail from Obama, why do we learn from the halacha of Obama that just like a Zohar could do the Avodah on Obama, so too, and doesn't become disqualified, the carbon should not, the kmitza should not become pasul when it's done by a zar. That we won't learn from the bama to something that's done in the base of Mikdash, as the Gemara Tanan, Minayin liyotze. How do we know if a carbon was taken out of the Azara and then it was brought back in? Concept that we've learned numerous times in Masechta Zvachim, that lachizim alala yarit, shariyat zukashim abama, that we do learn from the bama. Says the Gemara, Tana Zoyz Tar Soyla Samachlei, he doesn't learn that lacha, that if carbon was taken out, the carbon that was taken out from the Azara, if it's brought back in, Malala Yared, not from the lacha of Abama, we can't learn from Abama. It's learned from the Pasuk of Zoyz Tar Soyla. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, the Ben Seira says that if it's done by the left, it could be corrected, so too is the lacha by Azara. So why did Rav have to teach us that? Atam d'shmin Rav halav avchav amina shabsar psul impossible ben mezera. The ben mezera only said it's halacha by the left. Says the Gemara. V'atanya Reb Yosef Yehuda Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Oimrim machshay ben mezera bekal psulim kulam. The ben mezera ordered the issues that were brought in the Mishnah according to ben mezera can be corrected. And furthermore, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Tanya the Price teaches us. The Pasuk says, Vavil, Abnei Aaron, Kahan of the Kamitz Misham, Mimrakim Shiragli Azor. I'm this, that the carbon, the Milcha could be, the Kamitz could be done anywhere, and not Dafka and the Kaddish Kedoshim. Ben Besei Reimer, Benayin Shem Kamitz Besol, Yaxa, Yikwitz Vimin, Tamalam Vakatz Misham, Mimrakim Shikamitz Kvar, you can correct it. The Kivin the cross, Tamik Sibay, the Torah says that an improper kmitza can be corrected. Mali b'smol, Mali b'shap sulim. The Torah is telling us it can be corrected. So it can't be, says the Gemara, the Rav is coming to teach us that a kmitza was done improperly by a zar can be corrected. Of course, it can be corrected. So we're back to our question, what did Rav come to teach us when he said that the kmitza bazar can be corrected. According to Ben Besera, of course it can be corrected. Ben Besera says it could always be corrected. And according to Rabbanan, it can't be corrected. So what is Rav teaching us?